USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump got up and walked out while talking with Democratic leaders on infrastructure funding. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says the president's decision to walk away from the negotiations is jaw-dropping. The president saying that he wouldn't do any deal with Democrats until investigations of him are over. Schumer says he doesn't think Trump has ever been serious about renovating the nation's highways, bridges, airports, and rails. The president is very angry about House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's comment that he's engaged in a cover-up.
Instead of walking in happily into a meeting, I walk in to look at people that had just said I was doing a cover-up. I don't do cover-ups.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Treasury Department is refusing to hand over President Trump's tax returns to Congress. So New York state lawmakers stepped in, passing a bill that would allow the president's state returns to be released to congressional Democrats.
Ayes 85, noes 49.
The bill is passed.
Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo hasn't said whether he'll sign it. A federal judge in Manhattan is refusing to block congressional subpoenas for financial information from two banks that did business with President Trump's real estate company. Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley is among those who will take part in an interfaith vigil on Thursday honoring the migrant children who have died in U.S. custody after crossing the southern border. So far, six children have died. In the late part of 2018, a girl from El Salvador died after complications from heart surgery. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The mystery of whether Virginia Governor Ralph Northam was actually in a racist med school yearbook photo will remain unsolved for now. An investigation that was ordered by the Eastern Virginia Medical School failed to determine whether the governor actually is one of the people in the photo, which was in the school's 1984 yearbook. It showed a man in blackface alongside someone in a Ku Klux Klan hooded robe. Ben Hatch was one of those investigating.
No individual that we interviewed has told us from personal knowledge that the governor is in that photograph.
When the photo appeared in February, Northam first said he was in it and apologized for it. The next day, he recanted the statement. A series of severe storms has killed at least four people in Oklahoma, Iowa, and Missouri. More than 140 tornadoes have been reported since Friday. In Oklahoma, there's a threat of flash flooding. Homes along the banks of the Cimarron River just north of Oklahoma City are on the brink. Some of the homes have already collapsed or were swept away.
It's coming in fast. It usually just floats, but now it's just eroding everything.
People living in several small towns in Oklahoma and Kansas have been urged to leave their homes as rivers and streams are continuing to rise. The airport in Jefferson City, Missouri, was completely evacuated. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.